Welcome back. Welcome in. What's up, everybody? Wei Zanketa. Connor O'Neill here. All Canadian. We did initially have a mock draft scheduled for everybody, so sorry to disappoint. But throughout the day, some massive news broke that we just knew we had to talk about. And that is the East-West Bowl location, times, dates, rosters have all been announced. That's exactly what we're here for. It's going to take place May 10 and 11 at Warriors Field, the beautiful Warriors Field in the Kitchener-Waterloo region. You and I have been there a few times now for various events. I think it's a great spot to host the East-West Bowl. You got the field house on the inside, great facility outside. It just makes sense for me for this one.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I mean, when you hear Waterloo and you go, okay, well, they do host the regional combines. My first thought was like, maybe they're trying to get guys that aren't used to that facility used to it. So they're going to run a test time and a 40 and everything in the same place that they could possibly run it next year, the regional combine. Just gives the numbers a bit more balance. Like if I run a 4.82 at the East West on the same track that I turn around and run a 4.60 on the next year, it's not, oh, well, track's different, faster. No. It's the same thing, same spot. So I think it just brings some similarity to the numbers. And I like Warriors Field. It's a nice venue. Yeah, a little bit closer than us driving to Hamilton too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know the past few years it's been the University of McMaster, and they've done a great job hosting that event. But, you know, it is a little bit of a rotational attraction, so it's nice to see it hit different parts of Ontario, different parts of the OUA. I know there's probably some football fans across the country itching for East-West to hit, you know, different conferences within U Sports. But this year we are dealing with Warrior Field in Waterloo. And like you said, man, I'm excited. Let's stop talking about the field and facility and where it's going to be held, though, because that's great. That's great information, but that's not really what we're here for. We want to break down these rosters. We want to tell the folks who we are excited to watch, because this realistically is your first look at the guys that could be making up the 2025 CFL draft class.
Connor, I'm just going to come out and say right now, and people can save this, clip this, whatever you want. It's going to be West by 40.
I agree.
It is going to. And there's a lot of players on this East team, as you guys are going to listen to, that we are thrilled to be getting in this year's upcoming draft. I guess next year's draft, but it's West by 50, and we're going to give you, I think, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 reasons why towards the end of the episode.
Oh, no, 100%. West, like breaking down this West roster, looking at this West roster, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of players that we're going to be excited about for both these rosters, but like when you look at the makeup of the West roster and just how this game might play out based on how the roster is broken down right now. And I know guys get moved around. Some guys are going to end up, you know, being on the West roster playing for the East and vice versa. But man, the West roster as it sits right now is loaded. And I'm with you. East versus West game situation, I don't think it's any contest this year.
All right, let's start on the East then. A DB that we each like. Go ahead and give me your guy, because I feel like there's a growing trend out of the AUS, and I think you're kind of jumping on it here again.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna start this one early. Same school, same position, different name, a Mount Allison DB. Owen O'Neill, 190, 5'11", from Sackville, New Brunswick. He is a guy that had a really, really impressive showing for me out of the AUS last year. A guy that I was looking forward to highlighting until I realized that, oh, I got one more year before I can start maybe hyping up Owen O'Neill a little bit. But yeah, no, I'm really excited to watch him do his thing at the East-West here. It's going to be interesting to see him, you know, step in and play with guys across the country, not just in the AUS now. I'm excited to see what he looks like out of conference.
Okay, I'm going Queens Golden Gales. And no, it's not Ashton Miller-Melanson, because we give him enough praise every single week of the OUA season. No, in all honesty, I expect Ashton to come out and lock down receivers from day one. He is a freak of nature, and he's going to show it. But the guy I'm kind of looking at is Raheem Balogun. Really good special teamer, really long frame. got to see a lot of reps this year. I'm excited to see his growth. And I certainly think in terms of CFL prospect and body types, he fits the mold. 6'2", 185. I know Ashton's six, a little bit taller and a lot more ripped, but Balogun's still a big DB with some range. Excited to see both of those Queens Golden Gales suiting up in Waterloo.
Oh yeah, and you know they're going to bring the noise too. They did it all season, so another pairing that's going to be really exciting to watch at the East West Bowl. I'd be remiss if I didn't just lightly touch on an Ottawa DB, but Eric Cumberbatch is another guy that I think is going to be fun to watch too. I don't think we need to spend too much time here. I think he's a name that's been circulating for a little bit, but there's a pair of defensive linemen from La Belle Province. Would you like to talk about them? Because I think we are going to be talking about them come East West time.
That's okay. I'll give you these ones and I'll take our H back that we're going to talk about next.
All right. So since Wade is being so friendly to me, we are talking about Jeremiah Ojo and Gabriel Maisonneuve. Sorry. I should have known that one right off the hop. I am learning French right now. So
I was gonna
apologize.
Say.
Apologize for not getting Maisonneuve off the bat, but no, these two dudes, 6'3", both 230 plus or around 230 from the University of Montreal, as we did mention, pair of playmakers, pair of disruptors. It is going to be bad news bears if this tandem is put on the field together for the East West.
Okay, I'm going Nicholas Henning, H-back from Queens. This guy is a freak of nature. We watched at the passing showcase last year and we were in awe then. We were in awe all season in the OU way. When you're looking for an H-back, rarely do you find someone of his size and skill level and athleticism all in one package. I feel like he is a heavier version of Nikola Kalinic, where, you know, Nico was a fantastic downfield target for York, and Hamilton, when he got there, was contributing well in the receiving game. Nick Henning is as physically intimidating, but a bit more built for the run. He can still run, he can still jump and catch and all the rest, but he's a bit more built for the run. It fits Queens' system perfectly, and I really would be nervous if I was a linebacker DB and had him coming out to block me off of a chip or a double. Like, that is, he is a freak of nature. Excited to see where he goes in testing too, because I know we've talked about his measurables with some of the Queens coaches, and it's like a combination of a bunch of the top five tight ends in the NFL. Like, he could have the height of one guy, the speed of another, the strength of a third. Kind of like a Frankenstein, but we'll see Nick Henning.
Yeah, man, just before we move off of Henning, just to kind of like hammer home your point and give our listeners out there just a little bit more of a picture on this guy, I want to read out his metrics. And I know we don't do this too much, but it is combine season and we do love reading out the heights and weights and hand sizes and all those things during the combine season. Nick Henning stands at 6'6", 255. He is only one of two players, I should say, correction, on this East West roster standing at 6'6". The other is Laurier quarterback Taylor Elgersma. And there is there's only one player taller than both of these players on this East West Bowl roster, and that is offensive lineman Xavier Correa from the University of York. So we're talking about an H-back that is the second tallest and arguably pound for pound one of the fittest guys at this East West Bowl. I'm very excited to watch him.
Can we skip over the linebackers, because Harold Misson is in this group, and I don't think anyone is ready to see how fast he runs. I don't think anyone is ready to see how well he adjusts. No, Marco Iadeluca coaching the East roster. Harold Misson, his national award-winning linebacker, is coming in with him. Mind you, no Nicky Farinaccio. But Harold Misson is going to hold it down for the Caribbean. It's going to be special. O-lineman, do you have anyone that really stands out to you? Obviously, shout out Kingston, Ontario, Angus O'Mara. But
No, let's cruise through to the playmakers. There is a ton of talent at the offensive line position, but there's just some guys here that I'm very excited about. And we are gonna save quarterbacks for last because it's a really intriguing group this year. And rather than going east versus west, we're gonna talk about the quarterbacks as a whole. So that's gonna be at the end. So Marshall, if you're listening, and you just want to skim right to the end. Fair game, dude. We totally get it. But in terms of the offensive guys, the touchdown, man, I don't even know what I'm speaking right now. In terms of the offensive guys, the playmakers on the offensive side of the ball here, let's start with Malcolm Bussey. I mean, I don't want to give this guy too much time. I feel like we gave him like a weekly segment during the U Sports season for the last 2 years. So Malcolm Bussey is on the roster. You know what he's going to do, you know what he's going to bring next.
Will Marco Iadeluca ride the bus? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's all we need to answer. Okay. Pair of receivers I'm really excited for. Obviously, Kasim Ferdinand, just a pure talent out of Carleton. We know he's slight. He's had some injuries as we've gone through, but in turn, like, just get him the football and good things happen for your team. The other one that I'm really interested in is Ben Harrington from Saint FX. He took on a pretty big role this year with Salas Fanyal throwing the ball. He's a bigger, long body, yet he still brings a lot of speed. He scores a lot of vertical touchdowns for them. Excited to see what he runs and how he kind of holds up against the West DBs because that group is pretty stacked up.
Yeah, no, we'll get there. We'll get there right now, actually. But yeah, dude, I'm excited to see guys like Ferdinand, guys like Harrington, like you mentioned, as well as guys like Avante McCoy from York, who doesn't get a whole lot of opportunity to shine during the regular season, but given the opportunity, York guys do make plays. We saw Alfred Ole last year with the touchdown late in the game, the East West Bowl last year, and we know what he is as a returner. But yeah, let's talk about some of these DBs on the West side. Like, who do we want to highlight? Because you go down the list of West DBs, and it's playmaker, 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 playmaker.
Delonnie Robinson, corner from Regina, really, really fast on tape. He moves really well for a longer DB. I'm excited to get a up close look at him. Like, for me, that's what I like most about the East West Bowl, Connor. We've got very limited, obviously, in terms of games, we can see people in person from Can West, but this is always a chance. Like, Jackson Sombach last year came out and he was a guy that we had thought about, but when we saw him in person, we were like, yeah, this guy is freaking awesome. So I'm excited to see Delonnie Robinson back in Ontario.
Yeah, no, me too. He's a long athletic DB. Like you're saying, we don't get too much opportunity to see him playing out at University of Regina right now, but I'm excited to see what he can bring to the East West Bowl. Another guy if we're gonna stay on the theme of Can West guys that we don't get to see too often. I'm excited to see what Nate Boschman looks like. He's another DB, a long, big, almost 200-pound DB, 6'2", 200 pounds, out of the University of Calgary. So I'm excited to see kind of how he moves, what he looks like, what he's gonna look like against some of these West wide receivers. But how about a guy like Jahari Hastings from Laurier? Not the biggest guy in the world, not the heaviest guy in the world, but I think he's gonna be one of the nastiest DBs out there. Like, I think he is really gonna bring that Sonback edge like we saw last year, where you're like, okay, this guy's, maybe not the most physically imposing. He's pretty quick, might not be the fastest guy on this field, but damn, like, there's just something about him. He's mean, he's around the ball, like, he gets his nose dirty.
Between his aggressiveness and Jackson Finley's range over the top, it's going to be very difficult for the East to move the football vertically when they're on the same side of the field. I'm excited to see where Jackson Finley fits because he plays safety, he
Everywhere.
can play Sam, he can play corner, he can help, he could even play half. But he is one of the most talented players I think we have in the country. I know Harold Meisson won Standout Player of the Year, but Jackson Finley, to me, could have been the defensive MVP out of the OUA. He makes plays that should be unlikely or impossible. He makes them look easy. Like his interception in the Yates Cup was one of the most casual looking toe taps I've seen in my life. So for him finding a spot on the defense is going to be pretty interesting. So Jackson Finley's there. In terms of D lineman, moved to Jelly from Windsor. I know he was one of your guys this year as well. Excited, like he's a big body. I want to
Yeah.
see how he handles like the day in, day out heavy practices, pro style tempo. I want to see how he kind of adjusts to that in the short week.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And again, there's some body movers on the defensive line. Couple guys from Can West that are looking pretty big. Ty Anderson, Dorian Zweedman from Calgary, standing at 6'3", 6'4", respectively. Laurie Goldenhawk in there, standing at 6'4". There's some big defensive line. We got Caden Jajal. We have Caden Jajal coming in at 6'5", 320 from Waterloo. I mean, we're going from Tyson Hergott to Caden Jajal. What's going on in Waterloo right now? But yeah, other than those guys, like, is there anybody else you want to spend some time on, or you want to move on to the linebacker group here for the West roster?
We'll go to linebackers. I do have a couple offensive linemen I want to get to as well.
For
later
sure.
On, but give me your linebacker, because I think it's a guy from the host school.
It is a guy from the host school. We were just mentioning the Waterloo Warriors, and there is another Hintzberger coming down the pipe, James Hintzberger. You know, we've heard a lot about the Hintzberger brothers from Coach Burt. We know their character. We know how they work. We know what type of player and students they are. And I think that, you know, it speaks volumes to their character. And I think James Hintzberger is just the next up. 6'3", 218, moves well. Really like the prospect of what James Hintzberger can be. And I think he is a really strong athletic linebacker, and I'm excited to see him do it against some of the best athletes in the country.
All right. Two for me. Lane Novak played a ton of high quality reps for the Huskies over the last bunch of years. And Derek Varasek, who played Sam for Windsor this year, he had a really good season in the OUA. A lot of range, a lot of speed in coverage as well. So these guys are big bodies. But as we know, when you get to the CFL, you've got to be able to run. So let's see that transition start from a really good university player to a possible pro.
Absolutely. No, I'm with you. And we did cruise over the Eastern group of offensive linemen. We are not going to do the same thing here with the West. So give me your guys along the trenches, along the offensive side of the trenches for the West roster.
Daniel Hosevar and Ethan Pyle from Guelph and Cody Newman from Alberta. I'm excited to see any offensive lineman we get from Alberta, especially when they're as big as Newman, 6'5", 290. You know, Coach Morris has good offensive line development. It's something we talk about every year. This just seems to be the next man up.
Like clockwork. Like clockwork. All right, I'm going to give you two more out of the Canada West. Connor Clausen. There's another Clausen coming out of the Can West. A little bit bigger this time, 6'5", 310, as opposed to Colton Clausen, who was a little bit more agile, let's say. So I'm excited to see, you know, the prospect of Connor Clausen. And as well, I do want to mention Arvin Hosseini from UBC, coming off the UBC offensive line, another big body. Obviously, all the noise was about Theo and Gio this year, but this is another guy that I think is going to step up, assume some more responsibility, assume a little bit bigger role along that UBC offensive line. And I don't think he got talked about a ton last year, but I think that was just because you had two NFL caliber offensive line along that front.
Okay, are we ready to go into receivers?
Receivers or running backs?
You can take one. I'm going to start receivers.
If you want all right, to go if you're to starting receiver, to if you're starting it. Receivers, go to receiver. Well, okay. I will rip through the running backs quickly here before we move to receivers. So West roster running backs, Riker Frank, Anthony Miller, Isaiah Knight, Lucas Stoikos. That is going to be a foursome that is going to be very, very difficult to handle.
All right. Let's look at the receivers here. Vishon Janusis from Guelph, who is a monster. Braden Mazzeri, who had a huge year this year, another big receiver. Daniel Weeb and Rhett Vavra from Saskatchewan, who have speed to burn. Ethan Jordan, who is one of the nastiest threat runners we have in the OUA. Colby Herford, who's a freak of nature and had a pop-out year this year. Jake Osine, who's a big play target from Toronto. Oh, and Raiden Thorne. And Jalen Murphy Greaves from Concordia. So we have, like I said to Connor, They can run five wide the entire game and still have a mismatch at every spot, no matter who is in the game.
It is going to be, and this is why off the top of the episode that when we were talking about, you know, Western by four or the West not Western by 40, although that is a storyline I'm sure we're going to talk about in the upcoming season. The West side by 40, when we were talking about the West team winning by 40, this is part of the reason. We just ripped off four of the nation's best running backs. We just ripped off a handful of the nation's best wide receivers. Yes, the East side has some damn talented DBs, but geez, the caliber of player, of offensive playmaker on the West roster right now is going to be very difficult for that East side to handle, I believe. It is a whole lot of talent.
And then add on to that, Lucas Stoikos, the power back from Toronto, Isaiah Knight, who is electric from UBC, Anthony Miller, who had some big 200-yard games for Waterloo,
yeah,
and Riker Frank, who has carried the rock for Saskatchewan over the last couple of years and has seemingly been everything on par that Adam Achter was.
Yeah, can catch, can run, is a two-threat playmaker.
This, to me, is a fantastic... I hope they all stay healthy, because getting all of these guys touches and giving them all space to work in the game for Blake Nell is going to be really exciting to see.
I 100% agree. I 100% agree. But now let's talk about the final position group, and this is the one group that we didn't break down by East or West, the quarterback group. And to me, as we approach the 2024 East-West Bowl, I don't know your feelings on this, Wade. I assume they match mine. But to me, just before we do rip off these players, this is the best quarterback group that I can remember for an East-West Bowl in a long time, start to finish. There is four, five damn good quarterbacks in this group. So I will go ahead and list them off here. On the West side, on the East side, we're going to start with Arnaud Desjardins from Laval, your guy. We also have Silas Fagnuolo from St. FX, can sling the rock. Then on the West side, Keegan Hall from McMaster, Jackson Chachinski from Manitoba, and oh yeah, the reigning OUA MVP, Taylor Elgersma.
There are
five damn good quarterbacks that I just named.
You know what's really sad is Keegan Hall is probably the like least talked about out of these five when it comes down to talking who's going to be what. And Keegan Hall is a dual threat, 6'4" power arm. He just doesn't have the reps of Taylor Elgersma, who is living with the Argos training camp. The last like two seasons, he was able to go and be a part of that mentorship program. Jackson Tuchinski, to me, is the best quarterback at this East-West Bowl. People are not talking about him enough because Manitoba hasn't had the team success of a Taylor Elgersma or Arnaud or Silas Fagnuolo. But Tuchinski, Connor, remember 2 years ago, they had Dez Catelier, and you and I sat here saying, put Tuchinski in the damn ballgame. It is going to open up your offense. And last year, with him in, he was able to move so well and so efficiently. His arm has become more refined, more accurate. To me, he is the dual threat that Nathan Rourke is. But where Nathan is more polished as a passer, Tuchinski is more dynamic as a runner. But same kind of play style where they're going to hurt you both ways no matter what you do to stop them.
No, yeah, I couldn't agree more. For me, just in
general,
I think
they share a QB coach too, which is just another added bonus in that comparison.
It is an added bonus. For me with this group, for me with the quarterbacks, like I think more so than anything else, like I don't want to pinpoint one thing or the other with this group, because I think my main theme with this group this year is there's an opportunity for the quarterbacks at the U Sports level here to really put the world on notice. Yes, we have damn good athletes and very talented athletes in Canada at various positions on the field, but the one that is always knocked is the quarterback position, right? But I think there's a chance here with the East West Bowl for this just to be an absolute all-star game for the quarterbacks, an absolute air raid, an absolute showing for these quarterbacks, because we have these quarterbacks are all, for the most part, yeah, they can all run, but these quarterbacks all, for the most part, are the dominant quarterbacks in passing yards in U Sports.
Yeah, I mean, we're missing Joe, but that's not any fault of his own. It's just what the year and how it's working out. But in terms of like Vic winning quarterbacks too, Connor Elgersma's been in the Yates Cup, and he's a reigning OU MVP, like you mentioned. Tuchinski and Hall, we talked about, have not won, but Arnaud Desjardins has a Vanier Cup. Silas, and let's face it, he was throwing the ball at a clip that had him on par for Het Kuyt. It just so happened it went to one of his receivers. And Silas Vanier, who I think has won like two of the last four
dude lives AUS outside MVPs. Of the conference.
In terms of like winning the AUS, he has never lost one, but
lives outside the conference. But yeah, no, to your point about
in terms of MVPs, these quarterbacks have exceeded every level that we've seen in the past couple of years. And I said to you, like, no slight at the guys from last year, but this is far from Anthony Robichaud and co. last year slinging the ball around. This is the best quarterbacks, except for Joe Senecal, that we have in our country.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And again,
and Vreeken. We'll throw Vreeken in there too, but he and Joe are both year away.
Sure, yeah. And again, like I'm with you about last year's quarterback class, and this is no slight to last year's East-West quarterback class, but you know, last year I came away going, damn, those quarterbacks were pretty impressive. I didn't have, you know, like super high expectations, but I walked away really, really pleased. This year I'm walking in going, no, there's an expectation that I am waiting for these quarterbacks to meet.
Okay, one more little bit of news here. We have Gio Manu taking a top 30 visit with the freaking Dallas Cowboys. Did you see this news?
I did.
Gio Manu, visited with the Giants yesterday. One of at least seven pre-draft visits, but as per Tom Pelissero, Cowboys, Giants, Jets, Patriots, Browns, and Bengals. Man, Gio Manu is like, you watch his pro day, and where Theo Benedict is a hulking human being, Gio made him look small in comparison. And we know he's been training in Arizona. We know this is a legitimate chance for him to be drafted into the NFL. For Blake Nill and co, and Shamari Williams is a part of this because he's one of their lead recruiters. What a better tip of the cap than to say, look, we had this guy all 4 years. He's not a transfer. He developed with us, and look where he's going. A top 30 visit to multiple teams, Connor. Like, he's probably going somewhere in the middle rounds.
Yeah, unfortunately for all of us here in Canada, it's looking likely that we're going to be saying see you never to Giovanni Manu.
With that, though, anything else you want to talk about with the East-West Bowl before we kind of wrap it up?
No, I think my general thoughts are out there on the table. I'm excited. I think Waterloo is going to be a great venue for it. The rosters look really heavy. There's a lot of heavy hitters. There's a lot of big-time playmakers. It's an event that I'm excited for. When we see the East-West Bowl rosters come out, it means that, you know, U-Sports season is peeking its head around the corner. So I'm just excited for football.
Me too. Meanwhile, we've got mock drafts. We've got the CFL draft coming up. Exciting time of year. Did you see the photos of DeMario Houston wearing Calgary colors today?
I did. It looked gross. Didn't like it. Looked
like gross in a cool way to me.
Gross in a cool way.
Unfamiliar. Unfamiliar. That's my word for it.
Unfamiliar. There you go. It's like looking at Shaq in a Celtics jersey.
Oh, he went there. Okay. That's it. That's all. We'll probably see you guys next week with mock draft number one. Barring any more East-West news that drops, that's going to be the next one to come in. So take care. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the sunshine if you're getting it. Enjoy the eclipse. I hope you enjoyed the eclipse if you're in the path of totality like Connor and I were. Take care. See you around. Enjoy the week.